The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It is 7:05, 6 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Welcome to the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And of course, he is here until 8 o'clock. So if you have questions, and we always do, we always get lots of texts and lots of questions for Dr. Ronnie. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we always love to have your first name in the text. That would be great. Ronnie, hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to be upfront right on the top of things. I sound off because I managed to, I made it all winter long without one single sniffle. And then in the last 24 hours, it's gone to hell in a handbasket.
It's going to happen. At some point, it happens to all of us.
Yeah, so that's where I am. So if I sound a bit off and deep with the voice tonight, that's what's going on. But you look great. You're still in your garb from the office, which
always.
I love.
I come straight from work. It was a busy day at the office.
Busy
I'm
day.
Happy to be here now.
Perfect. So we have a lot going on. I know we're going to get into many different topics tonight, including PRP. But I did want to mention right off the hop, April is a very special month for you at the office because you're doing a cool sculpting event.
Mm-hmm.
So every Thursday night, you're actually open later to accommodate people that have to work during the day and can actually come later. So you're open till 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
Which is fantastic. And so there's giveaways, there's cool sculpting consults, as you said. And then just you can actually go get your cool sculpting done.
Yeah. So you know why April is the most popular month for cool sculpting?
Bikini time. You're getting ready for bikini time.
Summer ready. And from the time you do cool sculpting to the time you actually visibly see results, it takes about 2 to 3 months.
Perfect.
So if you want to be bikini ready for July when it finally starts to warm up a little bit here, best time to do it is the spring.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to talk about all that a little bit more. But again, I just wanted to mention off the hop that you can sign up for that. And you can call to reserve your spot, 514-937-2757. 514-937-2757 is their office number. And of course, you can check out their website as well, monkmd.com. And also, ce soir, as we always like to do with Dr. Ronnie, he is Facebooking live.
We are.
So if you'd like to go to his Facebook page, Dr. Ronnie Monk, you can see us in action here on CJD, and I'll try not to sniffle too much during Facebook Live and the show. And again, if you have any questions, we're always happy to have them. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Again, 6 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. We're happy to have you along for the ride. So let's kick things off, Ronnie, talking about PRP. Can
let's
you explain what that means?
So PRP, do you know what it stands for?
I want to say plasma.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
So platelet-rich plasma.
Woo! Okay.
Pretty good.
Good, pretty good.
So that is a treatment. It's been around for many, many years. And I think when it was initially started, people would use PRP, so the plasma, for joints.
Mm-hmm.
And it was used, I think, initially for arthritis.
Okay.
Can't say I'm 100% sure about that, but I know that it is used for joints. And basically, why is plasma so effective? First of all, what is plasma? So plasma is actually a fluid derived from our own blood. So if you want to obtain your plasma, we withdraw your blood, we do a blood test, we spin it in a machine called a centrifuge. And what a centrifuge does is it basically separates out the red blood cells, or the red part of the blood, from the plasma. So it spins in a test tube very, very quickly. You have your red blood cells that kind of clump together and precipitate out. And then what's left is actually a very clear serum. And in that serum, you have platelets. So that's why it's called platelet-rich plasma.
Mm-hmm.
And you have other beneficial factors in there. So it's a clear serum obtained from your own blood. Once we separate it, we withdraw the red blood cells. And then we take a little bit of plasma away from what's left there. And then we get what's called concentrated plasma or platelet-rich plasma. So why is that stuff so good? I mean, the other word for it is liquid gold. That's what people call it because it's so beneficial for so many different things. There's growth factors, there's nutrients, there's vitamins. It's all natural. I mean, like I said, it's derived from your own blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you inject it into a joint that has inflammation, arthritis, it helps to reverse the inflammation through a very natural process by delivering kind of stimulation and growth factors to different pathways that will help to heal an inflamed joint.
Okay.
So in the skin, in the past, maybe 5-6 years ago, a lot of people were using plasma as an injection and injecting it into the skin in order to, you know, try to renew the skin, give it back its youth, using it in rejuvenation by delivering kind of these localized growth factors deep into the skin. So stimulate some pathways that will help promote collagen remodeling and tighten the skin, improve pores. And when it was injected into the skin, it would work. I mean, it was pretty effective. People would glow, their skin tone would be tighter. They would be have less browns, less reds. Their skin would just be more even and younger looking. Mm-hmm. So then what we started to do with plasma is we started to combine it with other treatments. As opposed to just injecting it deep into the skin, what I will often do in my office is I combine it with either lasers or microneedling. So what that means, do you know what microneedling is, Kelly?
We have talked about that before.
We have. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a very simple procedure where, you know, we have an electric pen and we do numb up the face totally with cream. For example, if we're treating a face for rejuvenation or for scarring or acne. So we'll numb up the face with cream and then I have one of my technicians do this treatment, and we basically use the pen all over the face. At the tip of the pen, there's tiny, tiny little needles that you barely feel because you're really well numbed with the cream. Mm-hmm. And those needles will go in and out of the skin to basically traumatize the skin in a very controlled manner. But that will help to stimulate new collagen. When you stimulate new collagen, you tighten the skin, you help with the pores, you address sagging. So you're really improving the quality of the skin.
Okay.
But what's really impressive is once you make those openings with the microneedling, we actually just apply the plasma on the surface of the skin. And it's rubbed into the skin mm-hmm. through those openings. We just rub like that. Mm-hmm. And those growth factors get in. So in fact, it's a 2-in-1 treatment. You're benefiting from the needles going in and out of your skin and the microneedling procedure, but you're also benefiting from the growth factors and the nutrients in the plasma.
Okay.
So it's an amazing procedure. So what is it good for? It's good for improving wrinkles and fine lines. If somebody has kind of fine lines under their eyes, really common problem that a lot of people seek treatment for, PRP is one of the best options with microneedling for fine lines under the eyes. It's good for melasma if you have uneven pigmentation on your skin. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of PRP with microneedling over the past year for melasma with really, really impressive results. It's good for large pores, uneven skin texture, acne scarring, surgical scars, so many indications. And why is it so popular? Because mm-hmm. there's not much downtime either.
Okay.
So as opposed to other invasive lasers that have maybe, you know, 1 to 2 weeks of downtime, with PRP microneedling, you're literally good to go back to work within a day or two. It's really, really quick healing. It's impressive how quick the skin heals after the procedure. And that's probably because of the growth factors from the plasma help in healing.
Okay.
So it's an amazing procedure. Mm-hmm. Really, really popular this time of year because it doesn't matter even in the summer. You can't do a lot of lasers in the summer because you can't be tanned to do treatments. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those treatments where even if you have some tan and color, it doesn't matter. You can do it.
When you're doing the PRP, is it important to make sure that during this procedure or the week surrounding it or whatever you want to call it, that a person stays well hydrated? Does that like play into any of it?
Not really.
No? Okay.
I mean, what's important is after we do the procedure, we get people really moisturizing and hydrating their skin.
Okay.
Because they will peel for a few days after the treatment. So as long as they're moisturizing, their healing will be better. Mm-hmm. So that's important. But in terms of actual hydration and drinking, I mean, that's always important for health, but not specifically for this procedure.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually have some texts coming in. One about cool sculpting, which we're going to get back to you a little bit later, but I do think you'd probably want to answer this just before the break, Dr. Ronnie. So yep. I find cool sculpting scary, especially for a woman over 75 years old. Do you have a lot of experience with this age group for hips, arms, and back?
So what's important with cool sculpting is that you're a good candidate. You have to have fat that's superficial that you could squeeze and pinch. Doesn't matter the age. You could be in your 30s, and actually we get amazing results with new mummies, you know, mummy tummies that have little pouches mm-hmm. after deliveries or C-sections, great candidates. But even if you're older and you have some skin laxity, if you have the fat that we can pinch, you are a great candidate for cool sculpting. However, in an older skin, somebody who's 60 and over, where I would expect also some loose skin, mm-hmm. I love combination treatments. So in my office, we'll do a combination of cool sculpting with a treatment called Fractura, which is actually a skin tightening treatment where we actually, it's impressive how it's a laser that significantly will tighten the skin, improve stretch marks, improve cellulite, and just help with overall tightening. So combining fat reduction, cool sculpting with skin tightening, you'll get the best results in an older skin type.
On the way, much more or many more of your texts coming in to 514-800. So that's all on the way. And of course, we've got more to discuss as well with regards to PRP. But first, it's 7:15. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see how the roads are doing. Hey, Kira Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Welcome back to the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you. 6 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. And again, if you've got questions for Dr. Monk, he is here until 8 o'clock. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we're actually getting some great texts in, so we're going to hop to those in just a sec. I do want to remind you as well, if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office during business hours, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website MonkMD. And that is MunkMD.com. Coming up in just a sec, we're going to talk about PRP and what that means for hair loss. But first, to the text line, Ellie texted in to 514-800. Question with regards to oral supplements of collagen and
hyaluronic acid.
That one. does this help destroy or does it make things destroy, like proteins?
Do you know what hyaluronic acid is?
I think you've talked about it with regards to
fillers.
Yes, that's it.
So those are the types of fillers that I inject.
Okay.
Reason they're so great is it's natural. I mean, we all have hyaluronic acid in our skin when we're younger, and gives us volume and makes our skin shine and hydrated, and we gradually lose it over time. So that's what I inject in fillers to restore volume.
Yeah.
When you apply hyaluronic acid on the skin, it's really a hydrator, so it helps to moisturize. And, you know, I really recommend, if you've never tried it, you should. Serums and moisturizing creams with hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
They're not all equal, so definitely look for a good one.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites has a combination of 5 different types of hyaluronic acids. But, you know, find a good one that's really, really hydrating. Your skin will never feel, it's silky soft once you've used hyaluronic acids on the skin. In terms of ingesting supplements with collagen and hyaluronic acid, the problem is that we don't know if they reach the skin as effectively. So it's actually more effective to put it on top of the skin in a cream form, as long as the hyaluronic acid is small enough to actually penetrate the dermis in the skin, as opposed to taking it orally. Taking it orally, there's more and more studies coming out now trying to see if it's beneficial for the skin health, but we don't actually have evidence for it.
Okay, perfect. We are loving your text, so keep it up. 514-800. We'd, of course, love your first name in the text. And, of course, you can call us as well.
Facebook Live, I just got a question saying, can I post before and after pictures of PRP?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that on my website I have before and after pictures of PRP, and also on my Instagram.
Dr. Ronnie Monk.
Dr. Ronnie Monk, or my Facebook, which is MonkMD.
Yeah.
We constantly are posting before and after pictures of all my procedures, but PRP, we have a bunch of them on there.
Okay, perfect. So if you have questions as well by phone, we'd love to hear from you as well. 514-790-0800 by phone, and of course, 514-800 by text. We have another text that has come in. Would the microneedling with stem cell work for rejuvenation on the neck?
It absolutely would. Anywhere you want some tightening, you can do microneedling. Now, what's important with microneedling is the treatment. Obviously, it depends on the thickness of the skin and the location, because the needles can be very, very small and you won't get much of a tightening effect with short needles, but you can lengthen those needles if you want more of a tightening and a more dramatic result. So when I'm treating, for example, eyelids, which are very, very thin skin, we go short needles. You don't need deep needles for that. And it's still with the plasma in there, with the PRP, it really, really improves those fine lines under the eyes. If I'm treating, for example, acne scars or any type of scars and the collagen is thick and I want a drastic result, I'll do, you know, 2 to 3 millimeter needles. So they're quite long, and that's really helpful to really see a difference in texture and remodel collagen. A neck is a bit tricky because the skin is thin, but we really want to tighten a neck. So I'd probably go, you know, needle length anywhere from 1 to 2 millimeters. We've done lots of necks like that with nice results. I have other laser devices that will tighten the neck more than microneedling, but if you're not ready to do a more invasive, bless you, a more invasive laser, then microneedling is definitely a good option that will give you a pretty good result for neck tightening.
Okay.
If you're ready for more invasive things, then, you know, what I suggest is fractionated laser, because there's really nothing like it for neck tightening. It's incredible the types of results we get on necks to tighten and without much downtime.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Jen has texted in saying anything less invasive than Botox for wrinkles.
Is Botox invasive?
I didn't think it was. If I've been listening to you correctly over the years.
You've learned a lot from me,
that's
Callie.
Right.
So Botox, you know, I love Botox. It's one of the least invasive cosmetic procedures you can do. Because number one, it's been out there since the 70s. It's been used in high doses in young kids very, very safely. So in cosmetics, we actually use very, very low doses. And it's really non-invasive. When I do Botox on the upper face, you know, it's not a lot of pokes. I use a very small needle. Most of my patients will tell me they barely feel it. It's maybe 5 to 10 pokes in the whole upper face to get a result. And it's really, really natural. Now, that being said, not everybody is for Botox, for needles. Not everybody is ready for those procedures.
Yep.
So there's absolutely other things you can do to help with wrinkles. I think skincare goes a long way. So I just talked about hyaluronic acid serums. That helps with fine lines and wrinkles. Retinol cream or other exfoliators like glycolic acid is very, very good to rejuvenate the skin and help with lines and wrinkles. So skincare is something that's really helpful. Something else that I do a lot for wrinkles and lines and people that aren't ready for injections is laser.
Right.
So actually, we just talked microneedling. It's another great treatment for lines and wrinkles in somebody who's not ready for injections. Photo rejuvenation or laser rejuvenation, other ways, chemical peels are helpful. So many different options you can do, which is why in my office, we always do a proper consultation, see what our patients really want, what you're ready for, what your goals are, and then we tailor the treatment based on your goals.
Keep the text coming to 514-800. Of course, we'd love your first name in the text. And of course, you can reach out as well by phone to 514-790-0800. And coming up after the news, we are going to get into, again, talking about PRP and hair loss. And then also the differences between men and women and how that sort of all plays out. So that's coming up. I did want to remind you as well that don't forget Thursdays in April at Dr. Monk's office, they are having a cool sculpting event. And we'll also give you more details coming up after the news. But if you're interested in that, stay tuned, because this is something that might be very beneficial for you. And of course, don't forget to check out their website, monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com, and their phone number, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. My name is Kelly Alexander, and you're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:35, 6 degrees in downtown Montreal. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to us, we are here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Of course, if you'd like to reach Dr. Monk at his office, the phone number, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website, monkmd.com. In just a sec, we're going to talk about PRP and hair loss and also the differences between men and women and how they present. But first, we've had Costa being very patient over the news break in Laval. Costa, what's your question for Dr. Monk?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Monk. What are your thoughts about Thermage treatment?
So Thermage is let's talk about Thermage for a sec. So it's a treatment, it's radio frequency treatment. It's usually done to tighten the skin. So you can do different areas. You can do the face, you can do the brows, you can do the body, arms, stomach. It's a treatment that's been around a long time. So it's radio frequency, which is basically non-specific energy that helps to stimulate new collagen and tighten the skin. Actually, the treatment that I talked about earlier for neck tightening, the laser, the fractionated laser that I do, is also radio frequency. Oh. So there's a lot of different types of radio frequency devices out there. The problem with in my opinion, thermage is it hurts. I mean, it's one of those radio frequency treatments that there's a burning sensation. It's an older type of radio frequency treatment that tends to hurt. It gives good results. I've seen a lot of patients that have done thermage. Results are good, but you have to be prepared for it because it is one of those that you'll feel. There's some radio frequency treatments that are very gentle. There's some that are more aggressive. Thermage is, in my opinion, a little bit stronger, but again, it's a pretty good technology. Difference with my radio frequency is, like I said, it's fractionated. So it's actually, thermage is not affecting or cutting the skin in any way. My radio frequency treatment is. So when somebody has acne scarring and I want to improve their quality skin and their scars, or somebody has, a loose neck and I want to really tighten the skin on their neck, I actually want to deliver columns of heat deep into their skin. Mm-hmm. But that actually ablates the skin. So it actually removes a layer of the skin to promote a new skin and a new healing. So you're not only heating the skin deep, but you're also affecting the skin superficially. So you're getting more of a change compared to thermage that just delivers a deep heat. So it really depends on what you're treating. All radio frequency devices will tighten. Thermage is very decent at tightening, but there's different types of radio frequency depending on the type of thing you're treating.
Along those lines, Ronnie, we've had a text come in from Mark. He says, "Hi, I'm a 60-year-old male. I'm getting the hanging skin under my chin." He calls it the bulldog look. "Can something be done non-invasive?"
So there's so many things today that can be done non-invasive. Really needs a proper consultation to see what is in that skin. If there is fat in that skin, then one option for you, Mark, is to do some Belkyra. So Belkyra, I've talked about it on the show before, but it's an injection that I actually inject into the fat to dissolve out the fat. No surgery, no cutting. It's really non-invasive, and it really permanently destroys fat cells and will contour a double chin. So okay. If you have a double chin and you're self-conscious about it and you want to treat it, Belkyra is a fantastic option that's available without much downtime. If it's really just loose, saggy skin, then, the best results that I've gotten in my office are using a fractionated radio frequency technology. So that's how I would, with technology, tighten the skin. Now, what's really interesting, I remember not too long ago, I had a lady come to my office and she said to me, my biggest concern is my neck. I hate my neck. The skin is very loose. And instead of addressing her neck, you know what I did on her? Mm. I injected her face, and I injected fillers in her face, in her cheeks, in her temples, on her jawline, in her chin. But I injected fillers in her face to do a lift, kind of like a non-invasive facelift. And when we looked at her photos and we compared her before the injections to afterwards, what we saw was really, really interesting. Her neck lift was incredible. And I didn't even touch her neck.
Wow.
And we didn't even have to do laser on this woman's neck. And you know what that taught me? It taught me that when you look at somebody's neck, you really have to address the whole picture. And the whole picture means look at their face also, because the neck and our loose, saggy necks as we get older is often a result of volume loss in the face. So that's why when we address a face, don't ignore the neck, treat the neck. When we address a neck, look at the face, because they are connected. There's a muscle that goes from the lower face all the way down the neck called the platysma. Mm-hmm. And you really have to consider the full face and neck package. You can't ignore one or the other.
Okay.
So I'm not saying for every patient, you come see me for your neck, I'm going to inject your face, but mm-hmm. it really depends on, your underlying volume, the quality of your skin. You really need a proper assessment to know the best treatment that's going to work for your neck.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And again, while we're on the sort of, similar topic, we've had another text come in. How long does fractionated laser versus microneedling on the neck last? Is it a year, 2 years?
What's really nice about these treatments that build new collagen is they're long lasting. So you're stimulating and building a new collagen for the long term. So it's not the type of treatment like Botox that you need to maintain every 6 months. It's not, because you're really getting a brand new collagen. It's going to last for many years. That being said, you're going to age also. So if you really want to keep up the results, maintain the results, mm-hmm. I'll recommend a once a year treatment. Okay. But it's not because the treatment won't last. It's because you're aging and you basically need to maintain the treatment if you want that treatment result to last forever. If you don't and you just want a significant neck tightening, do a series of treatments and we'll see how it ages, and then we'll adjust the treatment program for what you need.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Now let's get to this, PRP and hair loss. So how does that all play out? And I know you wanted to talk about thinning hair as well.
So thinning hair, who doesn't have thinning hair these days? Everyone.
Not
thins.
You. You look pretty good, well, I have to say.
Thank you. It's genetic. My dad has full head
hair. Oh, does
hair.
He? Okay, great. Well,
but then hair thinning is genetic.
Right.
So if you have a family member, mom, dad, or aunts and uncles with thin hair or balding, mm-hmm. then the odds are that it's going to happen to you at some point in your life too.
So that explains Prince William?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
But men and women bald and thin differently, right? When a man will bald or start to thin their hair, we recede our hairline and we start to thin up top on the crown. When a woman goes thin, she basically just thins everywhere. And what most women will notice is that their part just looks more prominent.
Right.
And in the front, their hair just looks much thinner and you can't hide the part as well. So that's how women thin versus men, where we lose more hair on the top.
Okay.
What's amazing with plasma, we talked all about PRP and platelet-rich plasma, is that when it's injected into the scalp, it regrows hair. And how it works is because we're delivering local growth factors into the hair follicles that have shrunken. So that's what happens when we lose our hair. The hair follicles that are normally making, you know, thick, dark brown hairs or colored hairs have shriveled up, shrunken, and they're no longer producing hairs. When you inject plasma into the scalp, those growth factors, whatever's in the PRP, is stimulating new pathways that are feeding the hair follicle, and those hair follicles sprout new hairs. It's really remarkable. I didn't believe it at first. I was actually a late developer of PRP. I didn't bring it into my practice so soon, but I couldn't ignore the studies that were coming out. And then I've been doing it now almost 2 years in my office, and the results that I'm getting, it's incredible. And if you haven't seen my results, you should go on my Instagram or Facebook. We post them all the time. I can't believe my own results. It's really amazing.
Wow.
You know what's also impressive? Gray men, if a man or woman, they have gray hairs and I PRP them, sometimes the hairs that regrow are pigmented and they all of a sudden have brown hairs that, and they've never had brown hairs, but that tells me that the hairs that are coming out are brand new hairs. They're kind of like baby, new, fresh hairs that have pigment in them.
That's fantastic.
And what's amazing is the hair just looks thicker, denser, healthier. So if you're starting to lose your hair or thin and you're self-conscious about it, mm-hmm. we can do something about it. And it's really safe. It's using natural growth factors. It's your own blood. There's really no side effects to it. It's really an amazing treatment.
More of your texts coming up to 514-800. And of course, if you'd like to reach us by phone, we're here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone. And it's 7:45. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center for a look at the roads. Let's speak to Kira Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep on CJAD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. We're here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I just have to read this text, Ronnie, because you and I had a good giggle over the break and it was just awesome because we were talking before about necks and faces and how they may or may not match and all that sort of good stuff. And I don't know who this is, but he said, I wish my neck was connected to someone else's face.
You know what's interesting about that? We talked about this last show mm-hmm. when it was around the Oscar time.
Right.
How many celebrities have beautiful faces mm-hmm. and their faces look incredible mm-hmm. and their necks don't match the age.
Caitlyn Jenner.
A lot of people, a lot of celebs. So mm-hmm. you gotta consider face, neck, and you know what else? Hands.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I treated a lot of hands this week.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I do with hands?
What?
I fill them.
Oh.
Because when you add filler into the hands, so a lot of people have very veiny, mm-hmm. thin hands, and you see the veins, you see the tendons. When you actually fill and you provide a layer between the tendons and the skin, they look so much younger. You
oh, wow.
really improve the overall texture. Really safe procedure to do. You do it once a year and it just makes the hands look so much younger. So
oh, that's crazy.
If you don't treat your hands and your neck along with your face, people will know your age. And it looks funny. It just doesn't match. You got to match the neck with everything else.
We have another text, and I just wanted to get your opinion because I also agree. Jane Fonda looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How old
eh?
Is she?
82 maybe? No? Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
Okay, so she's got a good... boss person
who's
okay, very good. Let's see, so another text has come in saying, would I guess what you were speaking to before, which is PRP, would that help alopecia?
So there's different types. So alopecia just means hair loss. The questions for alopecia areata, which is where you get kind of these bald patches in the scalp, it's an autoimmune reaction. So it's your own immune system attacking the hairs, they fall out. So there's medical treatments available for that. You know, sometimes I'll inject some cortisone right into the bald areas and that reduces the inflammation, so the hairs will grow back. In resistant cases of alopecia where the hairs are not coming back, for sure, platelet-rich plasma is a great choice, a great alternative to try.
Perfect.
So it wouldn't be my first line because there's definitely medical things that are proven and you may not have to do plasma, but it's an option in resistant cases.
Let's talk about protocol with regards to the PRP, because I know that you have sort of a treatment plan, I guess we'll call it that.
Yeah.
So how does that roll out?
So for hair, you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So for hair, we usually recommend monthly sessions. We do them 4 months in a row.
Okay.
That really kickstarts the hairs to regrow and sprout new hairs and improve the quality and density. I'll usually see results after the third treatment, so it's not an instant thing. It takes time for those growth factors to be delivered and to sprout new hair. So once it's been 3 months after the first treatment, so by treatment three, I'll usually start to see a result. Do 4 treatments in a row. And then I usually recommend maintaining because, of course, thinning is a chronic thing. You're going to continue to thin throughout your life. So I think if you're committed and you really want it and you see an amazing result and you want to maintain it, doing it 2 or 3 times a year, you know, every 4 to 6 months is a great thing.
Okay.
Because it'll just prevent it from getting thinner and you'll just maintain those results forever and you'll always have a full head of hair.
Perfect. Now, if you, I guess, is everybody a good candidate for this? I think I wanted to ask you that as well.
No. If you're really advanced and you're bald and all those hair follicles have collapsed for years and years, I don't think it's worthwhile.
Okay.
I think the only chance you have is really a transplant at that.
Is that what Elton John did? Because he's done it. Obviously, it was years ago he's done it, but he still has hair and he looks great. So
I don't know. I don't know if Elton John did that.
Because it's been years. Because remember, he was like bald as a cue ball on top. And then all of a sudden, I think it was around maybe 93 or 97, all of a sudden he had this full head of hair.
Okay, so he must have done that.
So it's been years.
Or he wears a toupee, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
If he all of a sudden had a full head of hair, it's a transplant.
Okay.
And PRP didn't even exist back then.
So then, okay.
So it must be a transplant. And I have to say, PRP does not replace a transplant.
Okay.
You know, a transplant, like if you really don't have a lot of hair and you want a full thick head of hair, PRP is not going to do that. You need a transplant. But what I recommend is after your transplant, do some PRP.
Okay.
Because if you don't, you're still going to thin. And I see men and women that do multiple transplants, 3, 4 transplants. And that's preventable if you transplant hairs, you have a full head of hair, and then you maintain it with plasma.
Would PRP have worked on Prince William?
Because I think Prince William's a great candidate.
So would he still be? Because it's now he's lost more. I'm not sure because he has a third kid on the way or what's going on. But
you know what? I haven't seen recent pictures.
Okay.
But from what I remember of his hair, I think he's a great candidate because he's thin.
Yeah.
He still has kind of overall density around. It's more up top
and
in the front.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a good candidate for PRP.
Can you spot someone that's going to have hair issues like when they're young? Because like if I think back to him when he was 15 and walking behind the carriage of his mother, obviously, which was a terrible situation. But I just remember he seemed like I would have never in a million years thought he would go bald.
If you have genetic, you know, mom or dad are thin or bald.
So Prince Charles.
odds are it's going to happen to you.
Okay.
But also, you know, when it's really strong, there's a strong family component. Oftentimes it happens really early.
Oh,
I mean, I see people in my office, they're in their early 20s and they're thinning and they're balding and receding.
Okay.
So it could happen really early.
And that happens also too with some people in hair turning gray, right? Like you can have that in your 20s.
For sure. I had a gray patch since I was a little kid.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
it's gray is common.
Okay, perfect.
And it's also familial. I do want to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. If you're thinning, mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing I'll do routinely with a consultation is I'll do blood tests, because there are other things that cause thinning here, like iron deficiency, thyroid problems, vitamin D deficiency. So it's before we say, this is familial, you got to kind of make sure there's nothing else explaining the early hair loss.
Okay, perfect. Now we're almost out of time. I do want to mention that your Cool Sculpting event happening every Thursday for the month of April. So still three more Thursdays to go.
Yeah.
If you want details, you call up the office 514-937-2757 and the website monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. You need to say goodnight to your ladies.
Yeah. I think they're watching me on Facebook maybe, or they're listening to me. I love them. Gabby, Jamie, and Avery, and Gail. Love you all.
Important to thank the wife.
See you soon.
Perfect. So thank you, Ronnie, and we'll have you back, obviously, in a couple of weeks. We'll be back on CJD. And again, if you want to reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. My thanks going out to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Have a great night. Coming up after the news, it's The Nightside with John Pohl on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.